Off the Ball is coming to the Three Olympia this January as we preview the 2025 Guinness Six Nations in the company of some rugby royalty. In the green corner is Off the Ball's Brian O'Driscoll, and in the white corner, England's World Cup winner Austin Healey. England's World Cup squad member Austin... England's 2003 World Cup injury cover but didn't actually play, Austin Healey, with some more special guests to be announced. It's all with thanks to Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing. And we'll have some great prizes on the night, including match tickets for the home games against England and France. Tickets on sale now from €23. Go to offtheball.com/events for more.
Off the Ball.
Zeebo going on his own! He gets the try!
The Red 78.
We're both Munster people.
Whoever gets over the line! Try for Munster!
Nobody knows Munster rugby better.
You're very welcome along to the Red 78 Munster podcast for Munster fans on Off the Ball. My name is Rory O'Hagan, joined by Munster legends Alan Quinlan and Fiona Hayes. We have a lot to talk about this week. A new performance consultant has come in. Munster got back to winning ways and Europe on the horizon in a big clash with Stade Francais. We're going to cover all that on this week's episode of the Red 78. Guys, a pleasure as always. How are you?
Good.
Couldn't hear you, sir.
Yeah, I'm good, thanks. Yeah, we're both reeling from. We can't blame it solely on the goalkeeper last night, but yeah, we were a bit of a topsy turvy match
some
against
game.
Newcastle. Yeah, it was some game. Yeah, but anyway, take a point for Liverpool, and of course, your crowd, United, couldn't do us a favour and get something against Arsenal.
Did anybody expect that? I don't think they did.
Not really. No. Big week, though, European weeks. I've always said this one in my playing career and after this. Europe is different. Brings a great bit of excitement. So, yeah, big game to look forward to at the weekend for all the provinces.
Yeah, certainly a busy time for Munster as well. We'll get into all that in just a little bit. First, though, before we get on with the show, I suppose, Fiona, a couple of comments reaching us on the show this week.
Yeah, so the couple coming in, we have Patrick, who Lagister is the top class coach and would add serious value if given the time, a big review investment into player development and into strategies to bring in qualified players. A big investment into schools rugby is, and it's the foundation of the Leinster system. So expanding the number of rugby schools in combination with facilities and coaching sports, one school every 5 years to access untapped potential and integrating them into existing competition is what he feels would work for Munster. And then Christopher Murphy, was I the only one who found the litany of handling areas made for a more entertaining game? Every pass was an adventure. That being said, good to get the win. Munster needed some positivity. Boyd can only help, in my opinion. Fresh respect are often the best.
Yeah, so we'll get on to that Lions game in a bit. But first, though, announced yesterday, Chris Boyd coming in as a performance consultant. As per Munster's press release, he will support the interim head coach Ian Costello and the wider coaching group over the coming months, in addition to providing support to the wider aspects of team performance. He's going to be with the province until the end of January. The big question is, Quinny, what is a performance consultant?
He's a coach, I'd say, who's a lot of experience. He's going to give some structure and support to Ian Costello, probably behind the scenes. And I would imagine the coaches then will just concentrate on the on-field stuff. So, you know, obviously with Graham's departure, there's a gap there. Ian Costello has his job to do and, you know, probably more hands-on approach in the last few weeks with the specific running of the team and being on the park himself. So I think he comes in with a lot of experience, wise head, I would suggest. He was 3 years with Super Rugby, with the Hurricanes, and then with Northampton for a number of years as well. So I'd seen him a couple of times at Northampton coming to Ireland to play games and coaching. And from what I hear, it's very calm, controlled, intelligent. There's a lot of good ideas. So, you know, I think he's obviously available since he left Northampton. And for that gap to be filled by Munster, it's a tricky one. You know, people are saying a lot about Stuart Lancaster. He was being rumoured last week about being in the running and possibly for the job. And, you know, We saw what he did with Leinster for a number of years in the Irish system. But he's currently the head coach at Racing, has got a long contract there. So lots of rumours going around. I think from what I gather, a number of people have applied for the job. And I think this is something to give them a bit of a breather as well. So I think it's a sensible decision. There's someone who's available here who's proven track record, has loads of experience. And, we don't know the exact length of the time he's going to be in, but it gives stability. And I know from myself, from being involved in a squad, there's a lot of elements to running a team and a professional team like this. So it'll share the workload and bring a lot of experience as well. So Ian Costello knows him. He spent some time in the Hurricanes around that period when he was coach of their Super Rugby team, and they obviously have stayed in touch or know each other well. So we've got to trust the judgment here, and I think it's a good call to bring someone in with that kind of experience, and hopefully it'll give a little bit of a boost and give all the players a bit of a lift. Alex Codling is in there the last couple of weeks, and working with the forwards. Nick Winkelmann, the IRFU's head of athletic performance and science, has spent some time with the squad and with the staff there, and looking at all the data and the information around strength and conditioning. There's been a lot of debate, and it's come up a few times about the number of injuries. So, I've always said, when you're doing analysis or something like that, it isn't just the coaches sit down and see how hard are we training and look how many hours we're on the field and all this kind of stuff. It's the data behind that stuff, and that kind of data is available through all the provinces, and the sports sciences is so advanced now that they have information on all these players. The output of power, the kilometers on the clock, everything, they have all that stuff. So we don't know obviously publicly what will come out of that time that Nick Winkelmann has spent there. Jed McNamara is on leave, it says, for personal reasons at the moment. So again, someone moves out or is not available and not in the building running something, because the S&C sometimes is of course, it's spoken about. It's been highlighted a fair bit because of the number of injuries that Munster have had last year, this year, and it's such an important part of running a team and getting them right. We know the demands on modern day players, and so all that stuff has been looked into, obviously, with Nick Winkelmann, and he would have spent time there just going through everything like that. So there's. All these things that are happening are good and they're positive, because there's areas there that possibly there was issues with. Again, we don't know, but it's time now for a little bit of stability, and I think that's what Chris Boyd, his appointment, share the workload, bring in his knowledge. He can be in a more advanced role as regards just watching training, watching coaches, watch how they interact, watching individual players. So I think it's a very good appointment.
Hey, buddy. Want to go to the park? Go with Simparica Trio. It's triple protection made simple. Simparica Trio is the first monthly chewable that covers heartworm disease, ticks and fleas, round and hookworms. This drug class has been associated with neurologic adverse reactions, including seizures. Use with caution in dogs with a history of these disorders. Be sure to tap to read the full prescribing information. Protect him with all your heart. Ask your veterinarian about Simparica Trio. Tap or visit SimparicaTrio.com to learn more.
Yeah, stability is that key word, Fiona. Even Costello was Ian Costello was saying it in his press conference yesterday, that there's more stability in Munster that may appear from the outside. Bringing some of Chris Boyd's stature in is going to help that, but it's a big task for Chris Boyd to come in as well, to come in and get to know the coaches, come in to get to know 40 players in a very short space of time.
Yeah, and that's the big thing about it. It's such a short space of time. Whether there's an option to expand that, I'm not too sure. But I know Cozzy as well, and to bring him in, I think it just adds to that outside influence, because sometimes, you know, just bringing someone in from a different perspective, seeing, you know, having played, I suppose he's coached, we've seen him coached in both Southern and Northern Hemisphere as well. He'll have a different view of things. I think Hurricanes won the Super title when he was there as well. So he's someone who has a lot behind him. So I think having him in there looking over the coaches would also mean that there might be a few young coaches in that Munster setup as well that would learn a lot from him that Munster want to try and bring on. And I suppose Quinny said it as well. It's taken a breather. To me, that says that probably going to be that way till the end of the season. And that gives the RFU Munster more maneuver, more time to see actually who's available. If there's a couple of guys out of contract, it might be, you know, holding off on that till we get someone through to start the season next season. Whether that happens, I'm not too sure, but I think seeing that appointment is telling me that they're going to leave Cozzy in the reins till the end of the season unless something happens.
You know, fingers crossed, Chris Boyle can hit the ground running. Munster getting back though to winning ways at the weekend, a 17-10 win over the Lions, a much needed victory from Munster. Quinny, were you impressed by their performance?
Well, the conditions were horrendous, weren't they? And it was against a very stable line side who are not affected by Springboks playing rugby championship summer tours, or sorry, the November test series for them. So it was always going to be a really difficult game. We highlighted this a while back, didn't we, about the need for any sort of a win. So yeah, there was moments and times in the game when they were under pressure. They started quite well. There was plenty of handling errors in the conditions, but I thought their approach was good. I think they showed a lot of ambition in really tough conditions, and you know, against the power and the physicality, and as I said, starting the game well, and then that period probably from 20 minutes on to half time, they were under a lot of pressure. And you know, they came out in the second half and Shane Daly gets that try and it gives him a real boost and a real lift, you know. So really, really important win. A win that will give the team and release a little bit of pressure. You know, we know there's still a lot of injuries. The internationals are away. Calvin Nash and Conor Murray are, you know, warming up with the Irish squad. And I was thinking, God, Munster could do with him this weekend. But they have their internationals back now, and you know, on the back of a really good win against the Lions. On another night, they could have kicked on for the bonus point. It was a nervy kind of a performance, and you could see that they were, you know, the Lions are a very good side. They're a very dangerous side, and so for Munster to really dig in and eke out a result, they scored 3 tries to 1, which shows that, you know, they had moments in the game, really good moments, but a couple of those kicks maybe give them a little bit of comfort. 7 points, in, you know, is a very dangerous score, and it's a nervy kind of score. But you know, they did really well, showed a lot of tenacity and a lot of fight to get a result against a powerful, strong side. So yeah, really positive win for them. And you know, being selfish, you could say, well, it's there was 5 points on the table there that he could have got, but to get 4 points was essential. You know, they're still in 11th, but they're, you know, probably they're 5 points off fourth, so they're now back within touching distance. So it's, you know, they've got to stay in touch here, and there might be another setback along the way. They go to Ulster next, then they've got Leinster. So the next two URC fixtures are really, really tricky for them as well. But it's just about trying to stay in touch and get to post Christmas and hope they have the likes of John Klein, Dermot Kilgallen back. There's talk of Edwin Odogbu maybe on Christmas, post Christmas. He'll give him a massive boost when he comes back. And a few more players, I think, coming back into the squad will. But what is a very busy period, because we're talking about Chris Boyd coming in. And you know, December, January is always, they're always the two big, clogged, vital months as regards, you know, being in knockout stages come April. So I thought it was a really good win in very tough conditions. To see someone like Evan O'Connell, we know we get more specific, and Munster were, John Klein picks up an injury in the build up to their game the week before, and thankfully it's not a bad injury as regards it's going to keep him out for a long time. He won't be available this week, but it was another disappointing setback, and they we on that injury front. But look, it was a good win, a really good win in tough conditions. And you think it's kind of the URC last weekend was overshadowed by from an Irish point of view by the Ireland Australia game a little bit. So the crowd wasn't huge, but there was the diehards turned out and supported them, and it was something that gave them a lift at the end. They really dug in there. And again, as I said, we'll get into the individual performances in a minute, but such a vital win. It was a must-win game.
Yeah, it certainly was. It prevented a fourth successive league defeat for the first time in 20 years. Let's get into the individual performances. Fiona Tacir-Abraham certainly caught the eye back from injury and played really well.
Yeah, I thought he was outstanding. I mean, his footwork, we knew he'd the ability to dance around defenders like that, but just to see him in action was brilliant. And he's only going to get better and better with more game time under his belt. He's just so elusive, especially that offload as well. I think Munster, I think, had 18 offloads in the whole game. They're really trying to keep the ball alive. You could see it, but for excuse me, for that Shane Daly try in particular, just going down the wing. Yes, his own try was magical, but I thought his ability to just draw in that defender and release him as well, it was really good to see. And to be honest, I thought there was some big performances. Shane Daly didn't start, but when he came on in the second half, he was another guy. I thought he was absolutely electric at times. And it's trying to gel them together. I think they will be. I know it was only one try, but they will be disappointed from a defensive point of view from that Van Wyk try. I think he beat about six defenders. Yes, his footwork was brilliant, and we spoke about him last week at 13 that he is a really good ball carrier, but we saw how electric his footwork is as well. But when he touched on it, you have Abrahams, he was brilliant, but Evan O'Connell coming in to get his first start, how good was he? He was just everywhere. I think he was behind Gavin Coombs for tackles. I think he was 21, or Gavin Coombs was 21 tackles, and Evan was 20, and he had a couple of, I think, 10 carries on that as well. So he got himself really stuck in, and that's what's great to see. And another aspect was the set piece. 100% scrum retention, and I think they're up around the 89% mark for line out. So look, it's trying to build on that, and we've said that, and we saw with Ireland over the international period as well. Set piece is key, and to have a blue, we saw Brewer, or here, my pronunciation this afternoon, Brewer in, and he started. I thought he'd done really well at set piece, and he's someone we didn't know a lot about, but you can see he's a powerhouse, and definitely at scrum time, you're in safe hands. So yes, there was a lot of handling errors. I think probably the weather wasn't great, but just to get that win and have a good few couple of big individual performances, I think it's going to kick off, especially going into that European week as well.
Well, that is it for this week's episode of The Red 78. To listen to our full episode where we name our star of the week and we look ahead to the European clash with Stade Francais, you can become an Off The Ball member. Check out offtheball.com/join for all the details. You can become a member on the Off The Ball app, Apple, Spotify or YouTube for $9.99 a month.
The Red 78. Nobody knows Munster rugby better.
I'd like to think I know a lot.